Hey yo, what's up? It's your boy Supermex from TVV, and I'm here to talk to you about America's number one daily fantasy sports app, Prize Picks. With over 5 million active members, Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Want to play Prize Picks alongside Drewski, Joe Budden, and even MMA champ Sugar Sean O'Malley? You can now find community plays under the promos tab of the app to view entries from some of the biggest names in the Prize Pick community each week. Prize Picks puts their members first, so all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. When my picks hit, I get my money in as little as 15 minutes. This week, I had big winnings. Derrick Henry for over 150 yards and Patrick Mahomes for 225. Quick, easy wins thanks to Prize Picks. And guess what? We're here to pass that along to you. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code TBV and then get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code TBV on PrizePicks to get $50 instantly when you just play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. PrizePicks. Run your game and see how you are in the world of daily fantasy sports in America. And don't forget to switch over to TBV. Make sure you follow us on YouTube at The Boxing Voice. Like and subscribe and help us. We'll help you get those picks right for all your boxing picks.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the Voice of the People. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. 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 Every day I'm hustling.
Bomb Squad!
Another one.
They don't want to see us win.
Sing along if you know the words.
All I need is one, yeah. Overdose on you. Girl, you know it's true, yeah. All I need is one, yeah. Overdose on you. Girl, you know I'm missing, yeah. All I need is one, yeah. Overdose on you.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it
just the body punches? I was hitting him with body punches and I heard him actually, he was crying in there.
You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him? That?
When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Boxing Voice.com.
Team like he's a C-plus fighter,
and
we dominate
him with
dog
fight. I'm talking about punishment. We're gonna punish you for 12 rounds. Either the referee says you had enough, or you can say you had enough, or you can stay your ass there all night until you ain't had enough.
Man, I feel I'm the best in the sport, and to be the best, you got to beat the best. And all I did was beat opponents. I worked my way from the bottom to the top. I won a title by beating top competition and top fighters. This guy with
hands
was
a paper
champion.
Do you feel that you're the best super middleweight right now?
He can bring the pressure, he can box. I'm a true.
true champion, I'm willing to go to his turf in Atlantic City. I'm going to step on him. I'm going to crush him. Y'all can mark my word to this. I'm going to crush him. He's a C-plus fighter. I'm an A-plus fighter. Come Saturday night next week, all the fans tune in because I'm going to dominate. This guy is flat footy swing wild. I'm not worried about who his trainer is because his trainer can't get in there and fight for him.
BoxingBooks.com. BoxingBooks.com.
What up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to your second edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. We go live twice a day. Today is your 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Second show of the day, trying to help you get through your entire work day. Today we're back talking the Super Saudi Arabia card happening December 23rd. The rumors are out. A lot of this has been confirmed by Dan Rayfield in terms of the entire card. But right now, I just want to focus on Wilder and Parker and Joshua and Waleen. And I'm asking our community, how dangerous are these opponents and can they ruin the super fight, right? Like, a lot of us are upset, not me particularly. I feel like both of these men need the tune-ups. I don't want any excuses when they meet each other. I don't want any fans saying, oh, well, Wilder only had one round in 3 years. Oh, well, AJ had more tune-ups than Wilder. Oh, well, AJ only had two fights with Derrick James. He needed that one more fight. So I believe this is exactly what the doctor ordered. But are these opponents too dangerous? Can they ruin the super fight we've been waiting for like 7 years now? So this is kind of the question, you know, how dangerous is Joseph Parker when it comes to his fight against Deontay Wilder? How dangerous is Otto Valine against Anthony Joshua, you know? Are these typical tune-ups or can these guys upset the apple cart and we end up seeing Valine and Parker in a super fight, or Parker versus Anthony Joshua 2 if he beats Wilder, or Wilder versus Valine if he beats Joshua? Because I think these are winnable fights for both men. Obviously, and possibly more of a winnable fight for Valine over AJ then Parker over Wilder, in my opinion, but I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Maybe Joseph Parker, in a lot of your minds, is the more dangerous opponent, or maybe the quote-unquote lack of skills that you believe Wilder has puts him in danger and makes Joseph Parker all the more dangerous, potentially causing an upset at the hands or at the mercy of our super fight, really. I don't think it would be wrong if one of these guys get an upset, rightfully so. They belong in that position because they earned it. But what do these guys do right and what troubles can they cause to their opponents? So from the bat, I think that the most dangerous thing is that AJ would be taking on a southpaw if this were to truly happen. And I don't know that that's something he wants to do. Or should I say, not something that he wants to do, but it would be something that, you know, would it be recommended? Right? Is it the right thing? Like, Wilder had issues with southpaws when it came to Luis Ortiz, you know, and I believe, I'm double checking here, trying to figure out what is Usyk. I hope he's not a southpaw, because that would be two back-to-back, right? And jumping on that saddle with another – Southpaw, like, yep, Usyk Southpaw. So I don't know, maybe, you know, he's got it made up in his mind that he can get that win back and he wants to prepare himself with Otto Valine. I don't get it, because if the next fight is Wilder, which is what we're assuming, why fight Otto, who is a Southpaw? You've obviously got two losses to a Southpaw in Usyk. Again, these are dangerous opponents. These are very dangerous opponents. When you're thinking of Anthony Joshua, you know, he's number two in the world. He's 6'6", and he is a common opponent with Joseph Parker. He has already faced and beat Joseph Parker earlier in his career, and I'll pull that up. So he fought Parker right here in 2018, March of 2018. He beat Parker by unanimous decision. So it did go 12. It was for a unification, but pretty much 10-2 from almost everybody. One guy had it 11-1 here. It looks like 118, 110 across the board. And that was 2018. So, you know, here we are in 2023. So, you know, 5 years later, Wilder will step in there with Joseph Parker, who is 6'4". He's an orthodox fighter. So, again, less danger for Wilder, something that he's more familiar with, something that he does better with, right? He had trouble with Luis Ortiz in both of those fights. But no real trouble outside of Fury when it came to orthodox fighters. So right then and there, I feel like Wilder's in a better position. Joseph is 31, and he's coming off a 3-fight win streak, so he's got more activity than Deontay Wilder, who has only fought that one round in a long time. He did get stopped by Joe Joyce, who we know to be a big puncher. I don't mean big puncher like Wilder, but definitely a heavy-handed puncher, you know, a clubbing guy, someone that can wear you down if you continuously let him punch on you, right? If you allow him to punch on you. So, you know.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Pretty durable is what I'm trying to say, Parker. I didn't like that Dillian White fight. I felt he let that slip. He had White almost out in those later rounds. White really got exhausted. But I'm sure he learned from that. You know, he's definitely got more world-level experience than Wilder, because he's been in there with AJ. He's been in there with Ruiz. He's been in there with Dillian White. You know, he's been in there with Junior Fa. Like, he's been in there with Chisora, Joyce. So he's got more variety when it comes to what he's seen in the ring. Once again, the reason that I'm asking, all these opponents may be a little too dangerous if what we were trying to do is sell the next fight. You know, maybe the princes don't want to showcase, because these are not showcases. These fights can end in upset and we end up not getting the super fight. Now, we'll go to Deontay Wilder, who's not on here because he's inactive. So we have to search him. And just want to compare his stats, because Wild Parker is in his 31, right? Wilder, on the other hand, is 36. And he's 2 inches, or actually 3 inches taller than Parker. And only has one return fight, again, where that was one round. And that was in 2022 of October. So that's already been an entire year since that one round. Before that, he had the fight where he lost to Tyson Fury. So basically one fight per year for Wilder. If he gets this fight off in December, it would be yet another year layoff. But we know he has been working with Malik Scott. How busy, how intense is that work without an actual fight date or announcement of one? I don't know. But again, dangerous. That's why this fight is dangerous. You know, with Wilder's age, right? I believe I said 36, but they're telling me 38. I'll double check. Wiki got him down for 38 years old. Parker's only 31. So all these reasons make this a dangerous fight for Wilder. One round in 1 year. 38 years old. So, you know, you're rusty. Your timing's not there. You know, on the other hand, Joseph Parker has himself 3 tune-ups, if you want to call it that, because I know some of you hardcores are trying not to give him credit for the Simon Keane win. So even if you don't want to call it that, if you don't want to give him credit, well, then it's still a tune-up, which Wilder wasn't able to get, you know? Now, none of these tune-ups prepare you for Wilder, let's be real, right? Like, this doesn't prepare you for Wilder. Jack Macy, I don't know who the fuck this is, and Simon Keane, again, you know, Wilder would obliterate these guys in the same day. Possibly the same fight. You know, give him 4 rounds each. He'll take all 3 of these guys out. But Joseph Parker, even though these are tune-ups that are not on the level of a Robert Helenius or anybody probably in the last few years that Wilder has faced, he himself brings, you know, certain tools that Wilder hasn't really seen outside of Tyson Fury. Again, when you think of Parker, he's had a lot of variety, man. He's been in the ring with a lot of different people. And, you know, Rajvan Kajanu, Andy Ruiz, Alexander Dimitrenko, Huey Fury. So while he may have not fought Tyson, sparred Tyson, been in numerous camps, and beat his cousin Huey, been in there with Dillian White, been in there with AJ, Alexander Flores, someone else that's used around here a lot, Shondell Winters, another dude that's used a lot, Junior Farr, who's mentioned to be on this card. When you put that in, you can't help but think that this is a dangerous fight for Wilder with all the world-level experience that Joseph Parker brings to the table. He's fought worldwide. That's another thing. You know, we sit here and we talk about how boxing is global. Not a lot of these guys are going to other countries to put it in. Parker has fought pretty much everywhere. You know, New Zealand, Australia, the UK, America. He's got some variety to him, you know? Is that going to help him? He switched trainers a few times. Were that something new for Wilder? And when you think of Odo Vallin, I mean, again, southpaw. People were complaining yesterday, but I value what Odo's been able to do with the promoter that he had. You know, he's out of that Dimitri Salida deal, so he's been able to do more, but, you know, he was in that Salida deal. But look, as soon as he got rid of the Salida deal, he started dealing with my good friend Adrian Clark. Fighters First Management, they put him in a fight with Murat Gaziev. He got the win. Now he's on the Saudi card. You understand? Salida could not give Odo what he needed. Odo's number five in the world. He's coming off, like I said, that Gaziev win, which is a decent win. That's a common opponent with the current unified heavyweight champ in Usyk, who beat Gaziev at Cruiserweight. I've said this before, and I'll screen share. I wanted Odo to get this win in better fashion. We interviewed him. He made it clear that this Helmang Ulguin win was him needing rounds. You know, he hadn't boxed in a whole year. Before this fight, the Cordell Booker fight that you see here was back in May of 2022. So he felt like, I needed those rounds. But these are solid journeymen. So these are solid journeymen to give him those rounds that he needed. But he's at least got two fights this year, which would make his December fight a third fight. Again, very dangerous for AJ. When do we see guys on this high level fighting three times a year? This is a dangerous fight for AJ. And this is another guy that's international. You know, look, he fought in Turkey, fought in America, fought in the UK, fought in Sweden. You know, who knows what country this is? My man's fought everywhere. Damn, did that say Dominican too? Oh, no. Look, bro, this stuff matters, you know. 6'5 and a half, give him his half inch, southpaw, all that brings trouble. He's got the great Joey Gamache in his corner. Can't forget, he's the guy that helped T.O. get the win over Loma. You know, he's got the win over Dominic Brazil, common opponent with Deontay Wilder. Went 12 where Wilder stopped him. He's got the win over Travis Kaufman in 5, stopped Kaufman where I'm pretty sure Luis Ortiz went 10 with him, right? Yep. But Luis got the KO in 10 of 10, where Odo did it in 5. And then everybody remembers his great fight with Tyson Fury.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
So these are some dangerous fights, man, and that's kind of what I want to talk to with you guys about, man. Who's in the more dangerous fight? That probably should be our poll before we open up the phone lines, right? Like, who has the more dangerous fight? So we can do, like, you know, Wilder has the tougher fight. AJ has the tougher fight. They both are equally in tough fights. But if you want to call in, the number to call, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time to voice your opinion. You could also use Twitter Spaces or Discord to call in. And we're going to put Deontay Wilder. has the tougher fight, right? And then we'll just switch those options for everybody. Well, really not everybody. It's just AJ, right? Then we'll put AJ has the tougher fight. And what other options we can do? We can do both. No, equally. Yeah, both are tough fights. And then put both are easy work. In case you don't think that, right? And the poll is out. Phone lines are open. Once again, the number to call, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time. Voice your opinion right here. Voice of the People Hotline. Don't forget, you can use Discord and Twitter Spaces to call in, which we need you to call in if we want this show to go as long as we need it to. We're going out to Twitter in about 1 second.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Remember, that's going to help with the visibility of the show. It's going to put this episode in the eyes of other boxing fans that don't know we're talking boxing twice a day, multiple times throughout the week. I mean, we did 5.5 hours this morning, and we're right back this evening.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Copy cool, what it do?
What's going on, champ?
How are you?
Good evening. Yeah, man. I honestly feel that AJ has a tougher fight. I see Wallen just, I mean, I not only can go by him having a problem with Usyk, right? Usyk's a boxer, just like Wallen. Wallen's a boxer. He has very similar style to Tyson Fury. So, like, I see that, you know, him. We saw that Joshua had an issue with boxers already. So, I see that being the type of fight. You know, Wilder, I just feel like Wilder's going to just be Wilder with this guy, you know. And he's just going to throw the haymaker, throw that big hand right. And I don't know if this guy can take it, you know, Parker. You know, Parker, we saw him get, you know, hurt by a juggernaut. And, and get dropped by the juggernaut. So, you know, and I think that, you know, Wilder will take out the juggernaut in 3 rounds, you know, if he was in front of him. So I just feel like, you know, honestly, Anthony Joshua has a tougher fight with Wilder. And Wilder's not going to stand in front of you. He's going to move around, and he's just going to outbox you the whole time, you know. And he got a little pop to keep you at bay, to keep you, you know, humble. So, it, you know, it's more of a dangerous fight for Anthony Joshua, you know, in this go round, and I feel like, you know, don't be surprised if we'll see, you know, a Wilder Wallen instead of Anthony Joshua Wilder. And I don't want to speak that into the universe because, you know, we've been wanting, you know, our hardcore, we've been wanting to see the Anthony Joshua and Wilder for a very long time now. But if Wallen pulls up the upset like I feel he will, I think we'll be seeing a Wilder Wallen next year sometime. That's my call, bro.
All right. Appreciate you, man. Thank you for calling in. We got D Block. What up?
Hey, what's up, Ness? It's inevitable. It's D Block, D Town, D City, D Ville, Baltimore. Facts. What's up, Naz? You doing good, brother?
Yes, sir. And yourself?
I appreciate it, man. Yeah, I'm doing great here in Dallas. Beautiful weather. I want to keep it real on this, man. No respect for my boy, Anthony Joshua. Unified champion of the world. The youngest. Well, not youngest. I'm sorry to say that. A young breed. A young stud. Coming up there and trying to fight the fights. Whatever they gave him for the belts. He was trying to be legendary. At the end of the day, he took Usyk. Usyk was a different kind of master boxer, went in there, did his thing, for Wilder, and to say that Wilder, he has the easy fight. Yeah, Wilder has the easier fight. I think Anthony Joshua is going to be kind of tough, but I think he'll pull it and we'll finally get that Wilder versus Joshua. What do you got to say with that, Ness?
I hope you're right, man. I think they're equally both in very tough fights. You know, Wilder's up there in age, inactivity. AJ's fighting a southpaw. You know, that's given them troubles in the past. Both equally tough fights, man. These guys are stepping up to the plate here.
Good. And I got one more thing to say. I couldn't be in the show in the morning. You know, I'm at work all the time. So I try. When I try, I try. But about Shakur Stevenson, the GOAT, at 135, saying De Los Santos is this big threat. I'm telling you right now, like, I'll keep on insisting this. De Los Santos is in nowhere level of a Shakur Stevenson. We're going to know that Thursday. And I'm telling you, I'll keep on repeating this. Inouye versus Fulton. I already knew Inouye was a different kind of level compared to Fulton. And he knocked him out. Mr. Stevenson, Mr. Newark, Mr. New Jersey, one of the GOATs is going to come out. He's going to be one of the greatest boxers of all time. I'm telling you this right now, Ness. He will show the people what and how special he is. He's going to dominate from round one, and he's going to make De Los Santos look like another scrub. He's going to make him look silly. And I'm telling you right now, I can even see. They could talk the shit. They could say whatever they want. But Newark's only. Mr. Shakur Stevenson, the GOAT, at 135. That's why Tank Davis don't want to fight him. Where's that coin at? Where's that flip of coin that y'all did this year? Ain't nobody trying to get that threat for Shakur Stevenson, the boogeyman at 135. He's got knocked out Mr. De Los Santos at 10th round. D-Block, D-Town, D.C. to D.Ville, Baltimore, stand up.
All right, Adrian, appreciate you. Don't forget, we taking calls. Number to call, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time to voice your opinion right here, Voice of the People Hotline. Don't forget, we haven't done the raffle, so we're going to do that when this show is about to end. We'll be announcing the title bag raffle. So for anybody that still wants to buy a virtual raffle ticket to the title bag, remember that comes with the title bag. It's about a size for you to do as a carry-on. Comes with the Mundo's boxing gloves, the two keychains, one from Title, one from TBV, Title hat, Title shirt, bunch of stuff in the little bag that we're giving away for a $15 raffle, which we'll be announcing that today, as we kind of forgot this weekend. But once again, the phone lines are open if you want to call in and voice your opinion. We're going out to Stunner.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Stunner on Discord. While we wait for him to connect, go ahead and smash that thumbs up. 300 people watching, not even 100 thumbs up. Really? It's free. Cost you nothing. Stunner, yo. What up?
Yo, what's good, Ness? Salute TVV.
Salute.
All right. As far as these matchups, Joshua versus Wilder, Wilder versus Parker. I'll say they both equally as threatening, so to speak. I mean, in the Wilder fight, I mean, how much of Usyk's game plan can Wilder replicate? I think that's the question, because, I mean, he's a bigger unit than Usyk. So, I mean, if he can, you know, do some of the similar things, then AJ will be on upset alert. As far as the Parker fight, I mean, For years, I mean, people have always said the likes of Parker and Ruiz and all these other dudes would beat Wilder. So, I mean, I don't want people switching up now.
I mean, it's 5 years later, too, right? Like, AJ fought Parker 5 years ago. Don't forget that. You asking him not to switch up, like, you feel me?
Well, I'll say this. I mean, in my own personal opinion, I think that Joseph Parker's better right now than he was, you know, a couple of years ago. Like,
he's better right now than he was in his 26 years old.
I mean, how old is he right now? Like, what, 30?
31.
Yeah, he has experience. I mean, when I watched that Joe Joyce fight, granted he lost, but that was that was the best performance I felt that he actually had. Like, put on. He was actually, like, letting his hands go, you know what I mean? He was landing mad shots on Joyce, too, but, you know what I mean, he couldn't take him out. But I think it's going to be a good fight, but I actually anticipate Wilder surprising people, and I think that he'll actually be able to outbox and win some rounds early on before he lands the big punch. But like I said, I think both fights are going to be good. But let me ask you, what do you think about Daniel Dubois versus Jarrell Miller?
Which is the more dangerous fight, though?
Dangerous?
Yeah, which one is the more tougher fight? Who has the tougher fight?
I'm gonna say Wilder. He's fighting a former WBO champion.
All right. Yeah, I like the Miller-Dubois fight, bro. I hope it happens. Really do. Really hope it happens, especially for Miller. You know I'm a Miller fan.
Do you give Dubois a shot?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's a puncher, bro. He got a shot. I mean, I just don't know. I don't know, could his punch hurt Miller? But, again, we never seen Miller.
You may feel like it's your time, but it's not your time.
We never seen Miller punched on by a world-class fighter. You gotta call Dubois that after we witnessed him knock out Usyk and be robbed. You feel me? So, yeah. We got Hawk, Marilyn. What up?
Yo, what up, Ness? Can you hear me?
Hold yes, up. Sir.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yep.
All right. Yo, Ness. Oh, putting in that work as usual. DBV number one. Hey, Ness, boxing, man, boxing about to be on some real shock shit here coming up here. Let me see. I got Shakur because he puts defense first. So I got him winning his fight. But the Benavidez, a boo-boo fight, man. Everybody underestimating boo-boo. I don't get it. I'm a Benavidez fan. I like Benavidez, but he just got to get there. But I'm putting it to you like this. That fight, boo-boo, he's gonna drop Benavidez a couple of times in that fight. It might go 12, but he's gonna put him down. Boo-boo's gonna put him down. Joshua not beating Waleen. So I don't see him beating him. Last few fights I've seen Waleen in, he's determined. He's got a good rhythm and a good pace. He goes 12 rounds easy. Joshua, he's gonna have to really step his game up to beat Waleen. So I think there's gonna be some upsets coming up. I'm thinking Waleen and Wilder fighting Parker. Parker is a really determined fighter too. He gonna come in there to fight, but he might get his head knocked clean off if he get caught flush. But I'm thinking Benavidez took a bad fight, and right now Joshua took a bad fight. So yeah, I don't think he's gonna beat Wilder. And Shakur. I think he's the best fighter in boxing. He put defense first. I got Shakur in that fight. But great work, Ness. That's my call.
Appreciate you, Hawk in Maryland, touching in. checking in. Hey, listen, don't forget 1-425-569-52 is the number you want to call with your landline. We're going out to Cliff, Connecticut. Cliff.
Yeah.
We got you.
That's a totally crazy thing. My mic was off. Yeah, you pretty much said everything that needed to be said about Wilder. Like, you hit the nail on the head. I don't think nobody could. You really can't combat that. Like, he missed all that time. He's getting older. We don't know what's going to happen. But I would still take my chances, though. I would still, if I was the promoter, I would make the fight despite the risk. And I expect him to be successful. But all those concerns are legit. Like, we really, you know, you can't just sneeze at a dude missing a hold. Like, he hasn't really fought since Fury. That one round, that's what is that? That's not even really like a spar. So all that rust could catch up to him. But I don't expect it to. I like Josh.
Who you think has the tougher fight?
Yo, to be honest, because I'm not one of these dudes to cap, I don't know their opponents. But by default, I'm going to say Wilder has a tougher fight because he's in the tougher position, being so rusty. But I haven't seen any of their – I'm going to be introduced to their opponents that night of the fight, so I can't really tell you. But I wanted to say what my opinion on Navarrete and Shakur, and we never got around to it because you were so angry. But anyways – I thought Navarrete was going to go the distance because Conceicao, he ain't never been stopped. Oscar Valdez can't stop him. And so I was like, you know what? I felt like I was ahead of the curve, though. I was like, yeah, I'm going to pick him, go the distance. I think everyone's going to have him for the KO. But everybody who called kept saying split decision. So now it's kind of making me want to pick him for the knockout because anytime everybody goes one way, some surprising shit happens in the sport. So I'm going to do a little more homework before I put my ticket in or, you know what I mean? I'll be convinced that what I'm going to do because I was leaning towards a decision, but now I don't even know. I felt like in the interview, Shakur kind of felt like my breath is going to knock him out because it's like they're going to say he stopped him and I didn't. So he seemed like he felt like it was going to be a knockout. But then when I go to the Shakur fight, I feel like Shakur might stop, homie. Even though I look at Shakur like Devin, kind of like not really a stopper, not really a knockout fighter, like more pick you apart, one unanimous every time. I feel like he could stop this dude for some reason. And that's another tricky one. So I'm definitely going to hedge it, though. I'm going to hedge my bets that week. Pick Shakur 7-12 for that +550, just in case he does stop him. I feel like it'll be late. And I'm going to put the bulk of my bread up on the decision. Yeah, that's pretty much my call, though.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, Cliff, appreciate you calling in. Once again, if you want to call in, voice your opinion, let us know how dangerous you think these opponents are for each man, both Deontay Wilder and Anthony Joshua. Who has the tougher fight? Feel free to come on over to youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice and vote on our poll where we're trying to ask who has the tougher fight. Right now, it looks like AJ is in the lead with 49% of the votes. AJ has the tougher fight. 10% believe both are easy work. 18% believe both are tough fights. And 23% believe Wilder has the tougher fight. So AJ, almost 50% of the votes. That's That's a lot. And that means that a lot of people believe it's a tough fight. And that's what I think it is. But it is last call for callers. So if we have no callers, we got to wrap it up. I do want to thank everybody for tuning in. We're going to be right back tomorrow, same time, both at night and during the day. We should have some interviews coming your way as well. You can reach me at NessGTO, Instagram, and Twitter. We're going to give it about another minute or so for anybody that wants to jump on last minute to make their, you know, call on today's topic. Louisiana, what's up?
It's good, man. I do think that the fights are about evenly tough. Now, judging by how they looked, and I mean, Wilder been out of the ring forever, but again, and again, so is AJ. So we got to see how they're going to look on tonight. And if AJ is going to actually be done picked up, or is this trainer going to be the lost three in a row? But hopefully, AJ could find a way to win, and Wilder does what he's supposed to do, and we finally get this fight we've been waiting for forever. But that's my call.
All right, all right, all right. Got a couple callers here. Looks like Steven in Toronto. What up?
What's going on, Ness?
What up, what up?
Yo, I had to call in. Friggin', yeah, AJ got the tougher fight based off Otto Valine, how he looked a couple weeks ago, knocking out that guy in Russia. Mm-hmm. And how he looked when he fought Fury. He gave Fury one of his toughest fights. Joseph Parker, he's been – what makes it tough for Wilder is because of inactivity. But he should get through Joseph Parker if Wilder is who we think he is. You know what I'm saying? So both are tough fights, but AJ has the toughest fight. And it should be good. Like, I don't know if how long they've known they might fight Joseph Parker, because that's like 7 weeks out. Because first they might have been training for Ruiz, they might have been training for Joshua, now they're training for Parker, or maybe they're even training for Ngannou. Like, who knows how long, like, who they're like had their eyes set on. You know what I'm saying? So if the news is true, they could focus in on Parker and see what's up. You know what I'm saying? I know you think AJ has the toughest fight too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so like, yeah, based on opponent and what they performance and activity, yeah, definitely AJ's got his work cut out for him and Derek James. But I want to ask you, when are you doing the betting show for Thursday's card? Have you already did it, or are you doing it tomorrow?
I'm waiting for them to open up, bro. They haven't opened up nothing. Like, even for the Shakur card, is not all the prop bets and everything. Is nothing available yet on two different sports books. Like, we just have to wait. It's still early in the week.
It's crazy.
But it might be Wednesday. It might end up Wednesday, the day of the weigh-in. You know, they should certainly have the line open, but none of the undercard fighters are there yet, bro, and I need those undercard fights.
Yeah, yeah, word. Cause I'm gonna be jumping out. I'm gonna be becoming a member this week, so I really want to take advantage of this month with all these other cards coming up.
But it's not your time.
But it is what it is.
All right, champ. Appreciate you calling in. Let's see what else we got. We got a couple callers here. We got to get to. Bear with us. Smash that thumbs up while we get to the next caller. If you're watching this on YouTube, go ahead and hit that thumbs up so it could help with the visibility. Put this episode in the eyes of other boxing fans that haven't found us yet. If you haven't subscribed, I need you to do so. Trying to get to 1 million right now. I'm at, what we at? We at 183,182. So give me some love, man. Share this. Put it out there. Let's keep that graph going up. We trying to go up, up, up. So tell a friend to tell a friend to subscribe. We're going out to, could this be Tons? What up?
Going on,
man?
Chilling.
Ness, how you doing? You can hear me good?
Perfect. Louisiana, what up?
I'm on Bluetooth. Ain't nothing, man. Hey, just heavyweight boxing on the championship level. Ain't no safe fights. Both fights are tough. Both fights are tough. Wilder could lose, but I know Wilder could knock Parker out. Wilder could beat Joshua, but I know Joshua can knock Wilder out. Heavyweight boxing on the championship level, man. Ain't nobody safe.
Hmm. So which one is the tougher fight, though?
They're both tough. I know Wilder could beat Joshua, but I know Joshua can knock out Wilder. Just like Parker, it's possible he could beat Wilder, but I know Wilder can knock Parker out. I know those things. And, I mean, it's boxing. Ain't no safe fights in boxing. On a heavyweight level, nah, ain't nobody safe. Anybody can get it. That's how I look at it. And even if they both lose, I still want to see Wilder and Joshua. So, that's how necessary this card is, in my opinion. But that's all I got, man. Peace.
All right, all right. James Benitez, what up?
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Yo, what's up, Ness? How you doing, man?
Chilling.
Man, you couldn't get Vega on the call, man. You know, since he has the best mic in the game and shit like that. And, you know, he loves being on the night so he can talk shit about the callers and everything because he believes he knows everything, you know. But, you know, Ness, let's get to it. The question, I think I answered a couple of times, man. I think AJ does have the tougher fight, but I could be wrong, man. I mean, maybe Wilder has the tougher fight, man, because AJ is making, you know, steady improvements. Even under Derrick James, man, he's making some slight improvements, man. Like, we can't lie, man. Like, from what we saw with the rounds that he did get, AJ's jab did look very sharp. AJ did look like he really had real control of his movements. I mean, we see what Wilder and Malik been doing and everything. We saw all the shit they've been doing on IG. Did we see Wilder do any real slipping in his fight against Helenius? Did we see Wilder throw any 6 or 7 punch combinations like they do on YouTube? Did we see him really do much off the back foot? So honestly, it could be Wilder could be in this tougher fight because he hasn't evolved or the shit that he's been working on ain't translating to the ring. So with that being said,
I mean, as bad as you talk about Wilder, I'm shocked that you're not from the bat saying he's in a tougher fight. You know, you be trying to throw like lesser men than Parker at Wilder for tune-ups. Now he's in with a former world champ.
Giving him some respect, man. I'm giving him some respect.
Who you picking, man?
I'm probably gonna throw some money on Parker, though. For real.
I heard you threw money on Helenius.
Who the fuck? I mean, of course I had to. The odds were crazy, man. The odds were crazy. I had to sprinkle some on it. Hey, come on, this. You know, like, you'd be a fool not to at least throw 10 to probably get back.
I ain't throwing a motherfucking thing on Helenius.
Come on, man. The 10X, man. Even niggas in the back call was offering me 4X and shit like that on it, man. So I had to try to do some kind of play, man, just to see what was out there, man. It was good odds on that. But that being said, man, I think Derrick James is going to show in this upcoming fight that he is an asset. You know, I think that AJ is going to probably win by decision. But if Wilder loses, man, I won't be shocked. That's all I'm saying, bro. I won't be shocked. Also, man, the top ranked card coming up this week, man. just pick A sides, man. All A sides. I was looking for a possible upset. Like, I was even thinking, could Brian Norman get upset or whatnot? And I was looking at some of his opponent's competition. I was like, nah, he ain't going to get upset either, man. So
can't go off Box Rec, champ. Can't go off. Quentin Randall is
he's good. I watched one fight. You know what I'm saying? I'm probably going to watch one more because that's the one fight that I think could possibly be an upset. You know, FanDuel got him at like a plus 490.
Damn, FanDuel got Quentin Randall and Brian. Yo, that's fucked up, bro. They treat us like nothing out here in Vegas.
Yeah,
I don't think they got shit yet, bro.
Nah, I found that on Odds Checker. You know what I'm saying? Because I was like, what are the odds in this fight? That's the only one that really intrigues me that I think is going to be an upset.
Yeah, you gotta find a line for that shit, though. You gotta see if somebody actually giving you play for that.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Shit, you got people everywhere, man. Somebody will slide that bet for you, man, if you can't find that fight.
Yeah,
I'm probably look out for you. But anyways, Ness, man, I'll keep on the lookout for you, man. I'll see what odds I find online for you now, man. But yeah, let's keep this show rolling, man.
All right. Appreciate it. Looks like we got Boxing Fan.
Yo, Ness, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I sound good, bro?
Yep.
Oh, okay. What's up, Ness? Listen, man, I think AJ got the tougher fight with Odo. Wilder, man, look, man, Joyce beat the shit out of Parker easy, man. Wilder's going to land that shit on Parker, like, in the fourth or fifth round and knock his ass out, man. I think Parker's washed. With AJ, bro, the only thing with AJ, man, is just he's so hesitant, bro, and he only throws, like, pure one twos. And he's so thinkative, and with Otto, man, he moves a lot. And I see AJ pulling it off, but, man, I could also see an upset with that one as well, bro, because, man, I just want AJ to throw.
Broke up, champ. You say you just want AJ to what?
Throw a little bit more combinations, bro. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, instead of throwing, like, the pure one, two and shit, you know? And as far as this fight with Shakur De Los Santos, I got my man De Los Santos. But that's my call on this. Take it easy, bro.
All right, champ. Appreciate you. Thank you for the check-in. Looks like we got Leo. What up?
What up? What up, Ness?
Chill.
I mean, I think AJ's got the harder fight, man. A fighter like Wilder, man, he's the favorite the first six rounds of every fight he's in, man. And he technically lost to the best heavyweight in the world, you know, where AJ has lost to, you know, a guy that just lost to what's Dubois? Top 10, maybe? Was he 8? Because he beat Usyk, you know, and to me, AJ struggled more than Wilder has in my eyes. So I think AJ's got the harder fight.
All right, brother. Appreciate you calling in.
That's what I got.
Who you you want to pick on those fights? Give us a prediction on those fights.
Yeah, I think Wilder's gonna knock him out in round three.
Huh.
Round three. I mean, people just forgetting the power that Wilder has, you know, because his last fights with Fury, man, they're just throwing Wilder under the bus. And AJ, I think AJ's mental problems they're not done, man. If he starts struggling in round four or five, he might lose. He might go all 12 and lose. And hey, man, what's up with everybody acting like Bud's running from Boots, man?
I don't know, bro.
People losing their minds out here, man.
Yeah. Boots
beating cans, and then they're comparing Boots to EJ, who was beating, you know, champions, man. It's crazy, man. People losing their mind out here.
You ain't lying, champ. You ain't lying.
Oh, and Shakur gonna stop that boy in the seventh round.
All right.
All right, man, I'm out, Ness.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. Thank you for calling in. He says Shakur in seven, Tyrone. You got that? You got that? Damn, they got him by knockout in Sietes. Let's see here. All right. That is everybody. Nez GTO, Instagram, and Twitter. Arrivederci.
Just got a free coffee with my EarnaFi points.
Your what?
The points I get with the new EarnaFi app from BP and Amoco. I got 250 for signing up and more every time I fill up or buy anything in the C-store.
Oh, can you use points for fuel?
Of course.
And discounts and deals?
On anything.
Oh, like chips?
Mm-hmm.
Sodas?
You got it.
The actual slushy machine.
Only what's actually for sale. But you do get double the points for the first 90 days. Just go to EarnaFiRewards.com to download the app.
Available at participating locations only. App content is subject to change.